I'm Rachel Atwell. This is Illinois Edition. Queer Talks is a series of lectures on the Illinois State University campus in Normal. Its focus is on new scholarship in the field of LGBTQ studies, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer studies, with speakers presenting innovative work through an interdisciplinary lens. I spoke with Erin Durbin Albrecht, who teaches women and gender studies and cultural anthropology at ISU. She also organizes the series, which is free and open to the public.
Queer Talks is related to the development of the field of queer studies, and in particular, queer theory in the academy that started in the 1990s. And that was a moment when activist scholars were reclaiming negative language like queer that had been used against gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender people as a way to take back some of the power and use it as a way to build institutional space for those people in the academy, using a word that once had been negative in a positive way. And so at Illinois State University, I was hired into queer studies, and the plan was to build a queer studies concentration, which they have now, which is two core courses in queer studies. First, the intro to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer studies is the first course. The second one is queer and transgender theories, and then a whole series of electives in gay and lesbian politics. Another course that I teach, the anthropology of sex, gender, and sexuality, count for that concentration. So Queer Talks was a series developed to complement those courses in the queer studies concentration. And so one of the things that we do both in the courses for the concentration and at the talks are talk about the many different uses of queer in the present moment, as an umbrella term for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, two-spirit, intersex, pansexual. There's a lot of different identities and groups that fall under that umbrella, but also as an anti-identitarian term that utilizes those early theoretical concepts in queer theory to work against sort of normalizing regimes like identity politics, so that it can be more capacious and open to think about sort of social norms and normativity and social power. So we use it in a lot of different ways.
I myself minored in women and gender studies, and just, you know, knowing the reaction I get from people who I tell that to can be kind of dismissive at times, and I'm sure maybe you run into that. So why is it something that you've decided to, you know, devote your career to? What's the importance for you?
That's a good question. So when I told my grandmother that I got a job as a professor teaching queer studies, she said, "That's not really a thing. That can't be really a thing." And I told her, actually, it is an institutional space for thinking about gender and sexuality in different sort of non-normative configurations. And that, in fact, you know, a lot of my doctoral work was dedicated towards that field, that I was thinking through those questions. And my research in particular was about same-sex loving, same-gender loving, gender creative people in Haiti, and thinking about their life and love and activism on the ground in that country. And so as I was doing that work, as I was getting my PhD in this, I met a lot of people who were doing similar kinds of work in maybe a different geographic place. So there's a lot of different kinds of work under that can be encompassed in, you know, this field. So it's queer talks, new work in LGBT queer studies. So that's a really open field. That's an array of things that you might see there.
After the break, we're going to hear from Brooke Lauber, who spoke as part of this series at Illinois State University, the Queer Talk series. Maybe for our listeners, if you could just tell a little bit about why you decided to feature Brooke.
I invited her because she's doing work on social movement history. So thinking about, in particular, lesbian and queer women's participation in radical or leftist activism. And so that was definitely related to International Women's Day, the group in particular that she was focusing on. Did a lot of organizing for International Women's Day in the Bay Area. One of the things that I want to impart to the students in my class is that there are many different kinds of queer cultures. There are hidden histories they don't learn about in their high school classes. And so the groups she was focusing on, the one that she focused on most in particular was Women Against Imperialism, also had that analysis that it wasn't just the responsibility of lesbians to work for lesbian rights or for women's rights, that they also needed to work with, in collaboration with, in alliance with people of color, people outside of the United States, poor people, to form broad-based social justice alliances.
That was Erin Durbin-Albrecht, who teaches Women and Gender Studies and Cultural Anthropology at ISU. She was telling us about the Queer Talk series there. Coming up, we hear from Brooke Lauber, who produces an oral history project about a group called Women Against Imperialism. She was the most recent person featured in the series. Stay with us.